Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to find positive support in your life. If you have felt that you just haven't had that support, that person to lean on, or the path that can give you the guidance to be the version of you that you want to be, then this is going to be the episode for you, because we're going to talk about how not only can you receive that support, but also become the support and help strengthen the world. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting ourselves in receiving mode so that we can receive the message that we need to hear today to get us in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it. And when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you, and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So this message is one that really had me thinking, and the best way to share it is really to walk you through where I was when the idea came to me. So last night, my youngest daughter, she was having trouble sleeping. She was just fussy, just not wanting to sleep by herself, I guess. And so I brought her into the bed, and she likes to sleep next to me, and she'll kind of sleep like right on my shoulder when I do that. And she went to sleep like instantly. Like, she couldn't fall asleep on her own, but as soon as I brought her in, she went to sleep instantly. And I know it's because she was probably comfortable and felt safe. And that's what we do when we're little kids. When we have our parents, they make us feel safe. And so I was laying there thinking and just reflecting, trying to do a little bit of meditation, because I can't sleep when I've got a 3-year-old laying on me. And I was thinking about like how this moment in time is so comfortable for her. And I think about my whole life, like from the moment I was born all the way to now, has led to me being this shoulder of support for her. And it made me start thinking about all the people in the world that are looking for support, that just want that shoulder that they can lean on. And there's two pieces to this. I started to realize it's that there's the shoulder that we're looking for, and then it's the need that we need one. But our goal, our mission, our purpose in life is not to need the shoulder, not that it's not okay to use them, but it's to become the shoulder for others. You see, if we all started dedicating our lives to becoming the person that people can lean on, all of a sudden, there would be plenty of support for people to lean on. You see, what you're good at, what you are strongest at, what your natural gift is, may not be for somebody else. And so you could be struggling with something and be a shoulder for someone else in something else. It's just, we have to realize that that's our purpose. Our purpose is to uplift and hold others. So if you are feeling that need, like, I need someone, I need that support, I need help in this moment, the best way to find it is to become it. Once you can become it and you can learn how to manifest the strength to give to others, you will start finding others that can give the strength to you. Like attracts like. I've said this many times, and it's probably one of the most powerful statements that I think should guide us to improve ourselves, and that's healed people heal people. Hurt people hurt people. And there's a lot of hurt people hurting people right now, but we are going to make the shift. You are feeling the calling to change, and it might right now just be about getting yourself right, getting yourself in a position where you're at peace. But the long-term vision, everything you should be doing should be, how can I become a shoulder for somebody to lean on? It's so fulfilling. And of course, that's my daughter, so I'm connected, you know, I have that love. But ideally, we should have that support for every single person. Just imagine the world that would exist if tomorrow everybody woke up with the purpose of serving everybody else. Like the moment you woke up, it's like, how can I give my all, my everything to everybody around me? And of course, if only one person is doing that, then they're going to end up with nothing. They're going to give all their stuff away and then they'll have nothing. But if everybody was doing it, we would be in complete abundance. And there's multiple things we can give, but the primary ones are material or energetic. And the energetic one is the most important. Being able to give unconditional love at all times is a source of power, is you being in your highest frequency. So if you don't have a purpose, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have a mission in life, or you're just feeling lost right now, try to align on that. How can you be the support for somebody? And it's not that you have to start looking for people to support. It's just you have to become it. Once you become it, you will be of service in some way. You may not even realize how you're supporting people. I promise you, when you live a day over and over and over of you being your best self, and your best self isn't the one that's achieving the most, isn't the one that's getting the most recognition, isn't the one that has the most money, isn't the one that is in the best health. Your best self is the one whose frequency is operating at its highest potential. Meaning when you wake up, you are conscious about what you're bringing into your system. You are conscious about your actions. And then you're conscious about how you're expanding, what you're giving to other people. Like when those are your three priorities, you are your best self. It doesn't matter if you're at the start of your journey or the peak of your journey. The results are not how we need to measure ourselves. Results are misleading. There are so many people that have the results we're looking for, and their heart, their soul hurts so much more than ours. They're in a pain that we can't even understand. And they have the things that we think will solve them. So it's not the things that will heal us. It's not the things that will support us. They can help in this material environment. Make no mistake, I want every single one of you to be the wealthiest people I know. Because if you are, if the people that are healed have money, if the people that are healed have success, what do you think you'll do with it? You will do good with it. You will expand your positive healed energy. My focus right now is to help us raise our vibration so we can be the shoulders for all the people that need it. There is such reward when you put work into something, when you truly try to raise your vibration in one part of your life, and then that benefits somebody. I can tell you there's nothing better when you've raised your perspective, no matter what it is, in one aspect of your life. You became a master of it. And a master of something is just someone that's mastered the practice. It's not someone that's achieved the most amount in it. But you are mastered the practice. You constantly are working your energy in this one thing. When you were able to support somebody with it, that's where the inner peace comes from. That's where the fulfillment comes from. That's where that glowing energy comes from. So if you don't have your path, think about what can you do? What do you want to improve in? And how can you start doing it? Once you start going that path, improving a little bit every single day, putting that energy into it every single day. And again, it's as simple as three things. How are your inputs of it? What is your consumption on this topic? Are you consuming things that uplift it? Whether that's nutritionally, whether that's spiritually, whether that's through education, whatever it is, your consumption, does it align with what it is that you're trying to raise? Then your actions. How do your actions resemble what it is that you're trying to create? Are you doing the workouts? Are you doing the activities? Are you doing the thinking patterns, the breathing patterns, whatever it is that physically aligns with what it is that you're trying to create? And then third, how are you expanding that energy? How are you giving it to the world? How are you sharing it? Are you sharing it by example? Are you sharing it by education? Are you sharing it by creation? How are you doing it? If you can just align every single day on those three things, not only will you become the shoulder that's needed in the world, you will start finding the shoulders that carry you. And you find them on the consumption and the actions. Because when you start consuming the things that are going to uplift you, that is going to attract you to the shoulders that can support you. When your actions keep leading you further to the next book, the next seminar, the next podcast, the next thing, it's going to carry you to the person that can be the shoulder, to the energy that can uplift you. And when you start expanding, that's how you get to become the shoulder. That's how you get to reach out and help people and uplift them. And that's how you get to stay in the highest frequency that you desire to be in. So let's focus on these three amazing things. The clarity that I'm starting to have on these three things is inspiring me so much. And I know that it's simple enough that we can follow it. So let's work hard. Let's follow through on what we commit to do and be the rising tide that lifts all ships. Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about what you can do to not only become the support that you need in the world, but also be the support for those around you. And if you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, there's my Instagram and TikTok down below. There's also a Facebook group that I created. This one's really about fitness. You know, I'm sharing my fitness journey along. And if you want to join, go ahead and check that out. And if you want to do a one-on-one session, I'm opening up my one-on-ones again for the end of the year. And we are going to focus around these three things: your consumption, how you're bringing in the stuff that you need to grow, your actions. Are you following through? Are you aligned in a way that every single day you're going to build that energy up? And then third, your expansion. How are you educating? How are you expanding? How are you giving to the world this energy that you're creating? If you want to talk about that and dive into that to help build your positive mindset, consider scheduling a success session down below. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.